Good morning. This is my first podcast, so y'all go easy on me as you listen. I'm not a very articulate person, so I might stumble or fumble or whatever. My family makes fun of me all the time for that, so it's okay if you want to laugh. Just don't be mean to me. This morning, I just really feel like the Lord has pressed on my heart to speak about boldness. My husband gives me a hard time a lot of times because I don't like confrontation with other people, which some of you might find that to be maybe out of the ordinary for me because I am pretty loud and I am pretty opinionated. But at the root of it, I am not a confrontational person. I would like most things to work out without confrontation. In fact, I will find ways around things in order to avoid confrontation. But recently, the Lord has really been pressing on me to stand up for myself and stand up for what I believe in and stand up for His purpose. So I've made some major life changes in regards to that in these past month and a half, I guess, where I've decided to branch out and fulfill some things that I've wanted to do, but also to take some time off to spend with my son, whom I dearly love, and to spend some intimate time with the Lord, which I've missed out on in the past, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 years. Not to anyone's fault, just because I was a working mom with three kids and sports and church and being a pastor's wife and all of these things, it just really kept me away from the things that were the closest and dearest to my heart, which was time with the Lord. So over the past few months, I've decided I'm going to do something for myself. I've just really become discontent with a lot of what's going on around me, discontent in my spirit because I wasn't getting to spend time with the Lord, to where I was almost kind of hateful acting, just had a poor attitude and a poor mindset because I was not spending time with the Lord to allow Him to amply clean up my mind. I really think that's important. You've got to spend time with the Lord to keep a fresh mind, to keep your spirit healthy. So the Lord has been speaking to me and He's been telling me, first off, that He misses me and that He wants me to draw closer to Him. He misses our time together as much as I miss our time together. And so I've decided that I'm going to take this time off and I'm going to really press in to the things of the Lord. So over the past, or the next few months, I should say, I'm going to really start trying to focus on doing some podcasts and really spending time with the Lord. This boldness that He's been speaking to me about, though, is to rise up and stand for what you believe in. If there are things in your life that are hindering you, then break away from them. It's very easy to turn away. It's very easy to make a choice, not an emotion, but to make a choice to do better, to do different. Your emotions, your will not want to do those things, but your spirit does. And the Lord does. The Lord wants you to walk with Him. The Lord wants you to put away the things that distract from Him and His purpose and His calling in your life. He wants you to lay down the things that hinder you, the things that make you feel bad about yourself. Because frankly, He does not think bad of you. He thinks you're holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. That is one of my husband's favorite scriptures, and he says it all the time, so I just had to throw that in there. But he does. He totally thinks you are holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. He gave up His life for you. He thinks you're totally worth it. And so I just encourage you today to go ahead and press forward and step into the boldness that He has for you. Step boldly before the throne room and ask. Seek Him, and you will find Him. And He will give you everything that's in the desire of your heart according to His will. So I just encourage you to do that. Be bold. You know, Melania Trump says be best, and I would say be bold. Be bold, be best, but press forward. Strive after the things of the Lord. Don't let the hindrances of the world slow you down. Have a great day, guys. Bye.